Well, hello everybody. Welcome to this week's quick video. And if you are not watching, welcome to this week's quick audio podcast. This is Al. I've been on the road again this week. What's new? If you watched the last video, you would have seen me in a hotel in Delaware, having just attended a Book Babies Independent Author Conference in Philadelphia. I'm now back home in Kentucky. And in the meantime, I've spent some time between here and Philly in Bozeman, Montana, which was planned, and I spent a night in Chicago, which wasn't planned. Thank you to the airlines. As many of you know, writing is not my full-time career yet. I'm in business aviation. My day job takes me to places like Montana and Pennsylvania, Florida, Connecticut, and everywhere in between. And that means I have to write where and when I can. My problem is that I don't always feel like sitting down in front of a laptop when I've been sitting in front of a laptop all day. So my goal for November is to average 1,000 words per day. This is NaNoWriMo after all, so how am I doing? Well, truthfully, not very well. Yesterday, actually a couple days ago, was a great day, well over 1,200 words. But it was easy, as I was flying all day, disconnected from the internet, from work emails, certainly helps. I did manage, though, to watch Jurassic World on one flight, so that's good. As always, it's a case of finding time to write and being motivated to do so. So during the Indie Authors Conference last weekend, I was in a session where the presenter was talking about building your platform. So what does that mean? Well, it's all about, you know, this kind of thing. Your online presence, social media, mailing lists. Every time the presenter asked for a show of hands, who has an author Facebook page? Who does podcasting? Who's on Instagram? I would raise my hand. And at the end of the session, the two ladies who were sitting next to me said I had it all squared away already. My response was, just because you have a gym membership doesn't mean you're going to lose weight. I find that my writing is very much like that. I have the membership, I'm just not working out. So I thought about that this week and I asked myself, so why am I not working out? I came up with three reasons. This is nothing new. Well, the first one is we're not making it a priority. I like to learn, I love to learn about the business of writing, the business of being an independent publisher, of being an independent author. Writing is not easy, and a lot of even very successful authors will say that. So people always find time, though, for their priorities. Two, I'm not motivated. I'm motivated when I see positive results. If I lose weight because I ate well and I went to the gym and worked out, I'm more likely to keep it up. The positive results keep me motivated. Initially, working out can be a pain, literally. Getting up early and going to the gym, or going there after a long day at the office before you head home, may not be what you want to do in that moment. But the longer you do it, the more it becomes the norm. So in order for me to work out, I think the key will be to create a workable schedule. So I need to decide on a time I can sit down for 3 hours and write. Now, why 3 hours? Well, that's about what it takes for me to write 1,200 words. Now, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to find 3 consecutive hours every day, but I may be able to split that in half or one-third, two-thirds or something. New Jersey, Monday through Thursday. But I'm going to see what I can work out during that trip. If I can make something work while I'm on the road, I can make it work while I'm here at home. So there's my task to myself for the next week, 7 days or so. Next week, I'll report in and let you know how I did, and also maybe give you a tour of this, my home office, where I sit and write, either here at my desk or back there in the chair. And I also write at a coffee shop, and I'll tell you a little bit about that coffee shop because it's probably not what you might think when you think of an author scribbling away at a coffee shop. So I may give you a tour of the coffee shop maybe the week after that. So in the meantime, have fun reading, have fun writing, and go work out at the gym too.